Changing jobs can be a challenge at any stage of life. How do you know when it's time? Well, to talk us through it, we have Heather Lowry-Kappas. She's the president of Career Development Association of New Zealand. Heather, kia ora, welcome to the program and thanks for joining us. And you've had a few career changes yourself.
I have, Mark. Quite a few, actually, but I don't see them as big changes. I think that all my changes have been quite, they make sense to me anyway. They've all levered off one thing I've been doing and on to another. So I started life as a chef, did my City and Guilds out of high school, halfway through my chefing, kind of discovered I didn't really want to be a chef. But I really liked the restaurant management bit and all the service stuff. So went and retrained in that area and worked there for quite some time. And then after a while thought, no more nights and weekends. And that's when I actually first encountered a career counsellor, talked to them about what I could do, and we looked at HR, because really, when you're managing restaurants, you're doing a lot of human resource management, you know, HR kind of work, hiring, firing, training.
Yes.
So I moved into that space and into training and hospitality, and then kind of discovered career development as the specific thing in HR that I really love to do. And so that's where I sit right now.
Now, is there a good time to change careers?
I think the best time to change careers is when you're managing it. I think if you can decide that you're okay, this is the point where I want to change, or you know, something's changed for me and I want to move somewhere else, and you're able to manage that change, then that's the best time, because it puts you in a good position. You have your own time frames. You're able to move through and do what you need to do and change the way you would like to. So that's when I would say the best time is.
A lot of people have said over the years, oh, every 10 years you should change. But a lot of people don't do that, of course, because they're quite happy in what they're doing. But is that a valid supposition?
I think that we often get a little comfortable in our roles, and with comfort sometimes gets a little bit of boredom. For me, the times to change are really the times when you're starting to do things like disengage with work, you're not as productive, you're not enjoying yourself as much. You know, last year there was a lot of talk about quiet quitting. To me, quiet quitting is kind of a sign that maybe it's time to move on or change things up, because you're not really as engaged with work as you want to be. You spend a lot of time at work, so it's probably a good idea that you're enjoying it while you're doing it.
Absolutely. And what are some of the reasons people give you for changing their jobs?
Look, multitude. Some of them are forced changes, like we talk about, like in terms of needing to move or life circumstances. Sometimes it's vocational. You know, you have an accident, you're not able to do your role anymore. We also have the people who are made redundant. But we just have people who, you know, you simply become bored in the role that it's no longer fulfilling, it's no longer challenging you. Maybe you're no longer interested. Or, you know, sometimes you've picked jobs for particular reasons, maybe to make a certain amount of money while you're bringing up your children. And then all of a sudden, you don't need that much money. So you're able to go off and do things. And then some people just get to a stage in life where they think, God, I've always wanted to do that. Why don't I do that? And they just jump.
Fantastic. Now, the other thing, I suppose, is do you, you know, as you did, use the skills that you'd learned as a chef and then front of house to move on to something else? Or do you actually need to retrain and, you know, get, you know, more skills in a different area?
I think, Mark, that this really depends. And I think one of the things that we really need to do when you're thinking about a career change is really stop and evaluate what transferable skills you have. And I think this is probably the thing that most people don't do well. They don't really take a stock take of what they're capable of doing, the skills that they have, and what those skills would mean to another industry or another area. And if you are able to do that, then you'll be able to assess whether you need to retrain, whether you need to maybe do a little bit of on-the-job and pick things up on the way, or whether it's maybe just a little bit of, you know, online courses or micro-credentialing or something small. It doesn't always necessarily have to be a big retrain. Sometimes there might just be one aspect of the new job that you're looking at that you can't do, and there might be lots of different ways to pick that up, especially nowadays when you have online courses, night courses and other things that you could be using. It doesn't necessarily have to mean a whole full degree. And then there's the options of being able to move into a new role and get them to pay for your training.
The other thing, because we do this with our children when they get into the latter part of their sort of secondary schooling, you tend to say, well, we'll go along to the careers advisor. Should adults do the same thing, or should we just sort of say, take a look at something and have a go at that? What's the best advice there?
I think it's a little mix. I think that if you're really stuck, if you're really been trying to move forward and you don't know how to, if you're stuck of how to investigate this, or you feel like you don't know all the information, or perhaps have been out of the job market for a long time and not really been job searching, then I think it's a really good idea to talk to somebody who is experienced in that area. However, if it's a small change and you have access to be able to have mentors and other people, maybe talk to people who work in that area and get good information from source, then perhaps you don't need to talk to a careers advisor or a person. I think it's kind of like, you know, if you want to do your taxes well, you might talk to a tax accountant. Yeah, you can do them by yourself, but they might be able to just tweak things a little and maybe talk about things that you might not have thought of before you take that leap, especially if it's going to be a leap that's going to cost you money. In terms of training, I would definitely see a careers advisor then.
Of course, a lot of redundancy agreements would have that, wouldn't they? If you're made redundant, they often say you can get some free career counselling.
A lot of them will.
Yeah.
And also there are spaces where you can see a careers advisor for free. And so, you know, you can there's lots of different ways to have access to a service like that. And it might only be a half an hour. It doesn't need to be a great full-on production. Sometimes it's just checking in to make sure that what you're thinking kind of aligns with the way the world of work works now, and having a bit of a tweak of your CV.
Because, of course, particularly, I suppose, those people, particularly, mums who've been perhaps at home with the kids. The kids have left off to university or off to work, and they think, well, I've got to go back and do some work myself now, rejoin a career. And, you know, that takes a lot of confidence, doesn't it, to actually get out there and face up, and knowing that what career you possibly had before children, you know, will have changed dramatically in that period.
Careers are changing so fast, and the groupings of the skills that you need for particular jobs have changed really quickly in the last 5 to 10 years. So yes, it can be really daunting, and I think that a lot of the times when I'm talking to career changers who are kind of mid-career changes, and particularly mothers going back into the market or going from part-time back to full-time, it is about confidence. And I think that what a career professional can really do for you is help you to identify those core skills that you have, what you're bringing to the table, and give you the confidence to be able to articulate that both in your CV and when you're interviewing. And that can be really helpful in terms of just, you know, easing you back into the market.
They say get onto LinkedIn as well is a great way if you can. That's always a wonderful vehicle.
That is a really good place to be involved. I think if you're not on LinkedIn for particular professions, that's going to be a disadvantage to you. But there are a lot. If you haven't been in that space,
that's right.
So yeah, a career professional can really help you with that space. But there's lots of other things you can do. LinkedIn Learning. Actually, LinkedIn's quite good. You can Google how to do things on LinkedIn, and LinkedIn Learning will come up and tell you how to do things. So that can be really helpful. So it doesn't always require somebody to do it for you. You can you're good at navigating things like that and like to play in platforms, you can develop things for yourself.
Heather, is there one person that you can think of who did the most dramatic career change? Is there anything you can recall specifically that was kind of wow?
No. I think I hear so many different things that I'm kind of, now when I hear somebody say, oh, I want to do this, I just think, wow, that's interesting. Let's explore that. I guess for me, it's not about the dramatic, sometimes even incremental career changes. Mm. So I've had people who've actually really wanted to redesign their job and have thought that they had to leave that job to do it. And we've talked and discussed, and they've actually gone back to their bosses with proposals about how to redesign their jobs rather than just leave their jobs. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about career change, it doesn't always mean leaving.
Yes.
Sometimes it might be staying and just changing what you're doing. So I think those are the ones that I really remember as being special.
Heather, great to chat. Thank you so much for that information. And I'm sure you've inspired a number of people to think about what they're doing and whether they need to change.
Lovely. Thank you, Mark.